Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, lessons in Aaronic Priesthood Manual 1 and Young Women Manual 1. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood, Fulfilling Our Duty to God Guidebooks. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress Booklet. Some Duty to God and Personal Progress activities listed in the guides may be worked on during lesson time, or you may encourage quorum or class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found in the Liahona on page 1, in the New Era on the What's in It for You page, and in Teaching, No Greater Call. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of the resource guides in some languages, go to www.lds.org. Click on the world map and select a language. Click on Liahona, then the May 2006 issue. The English version of the resource guides can be found at www.lds.org by clicking on Gospel Library. There are links to the most current resource guides in the right column. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The church magazines, in some languages, can be found online at www.lds.org. Resource Guide for Young Women Manual 1, for use in 2006, Lessons 25 through 49. Lesson 25, Sabbath Day. Jeffrey R. Holland, To Young Women, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 28. Read what Elder Holland says about Sabbath day dress instead of reading the story. Helen Walker Jones, I Chose Sunday School, Liahona, February 2006, page 45. Ensign, February 2006, page 67. Use this story to supplement the section on Sabbath activities. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 26, Testimony. Gordon B. Hinckley, My Testimony, Liahona, July 2000, page 82. Ensign, May 2000, page 69. Discuss how President Hinckley's testimony evolved as you discuss personal testimonies. M. Russell Ballard, Pure Testimony, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 40. Use one of the stories from the article in place of one of the stories in the lesson. Lesson 27, Scripture Study. A discussion on Scripture Study, an interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring, Liahona, July 2005, page 8. Ensign, July 2005, page 22. Include Elder Eyring's final answer in the section, We Can Learn to Delight in the Scriptures. Questions and Answers, Liahona, June 2005, page 22. New Era, June 2005, page 14. Use Scripture Study suggestions when discussing the basics of pondering and searching the Scriptures. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 28, Resisting Sin. Richard G. Scott, How to Live Well Amid Increasing Evil, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 100. Use scriptures and stories to supplement the lesson. Marion G. Romney, Satan, the Great Deceiver, Ensign, February 2005, page 52. Use this article to help explain the lesson's beginning statements. Lesson 29, The Second Coming. Dallin H. Oaks, Preparation for the Second Coming. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 7. This article can be used when discussing the signs of the Second Coming. Neil A. Maxwell, These Are Your Days, Ensign, October 2004, page 26. The section titled, Be Comforted, could be used in the conclusion of the lesson. Lesson 30, Service. Jeffrey R. Holland, Called to Serve, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 36. Consider adding some of the stories of faithful women from the article as examples of service. Mary Ellen Smoot, We Are Instruments in the Hands of God, Liahona, January 2001, page 104. Ensign, November 2000, page 89. Add Sister Smoot's counsel on being instruments in the lesson section, Introduction, The Lord's Tools. Personal Progress. Good Works, Value Experiences, Numbers 1, 2, 5, or 6. Lesson 31, Group Activities, A Basis for Wise Dating. Boyd K. Packer, You're in the Driver's Seat, Liahona, June 2004, page 26. New Era, June 2004, page 4. Supplement President Kimball's Council on Dating Guidelines with President Packer's Dating Guidelines. The Do's of Dating, New Era, November 2000, page 15. Use this list as a starting point to the brainstorming section. Personal Progress. Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 32, Personal Purity Through Self-Discipline. James E. Faust, The Power of Self-Mastery. Liahona, July 2000, page 52. Ensign, May 2000, page 43. Use President Faust's definition of self-mastery to introduce the lesson. Jeffrey R. Holland, Personal Purity, Liahona, October 2000, page 40. New Era, February 2000, page 4. Consider replacing the case studies with Elder Holland's Three Reasons for Staying Pure. Personal Progress. Integrity Value Experiences Number 2. Lesson 33. Avoiding Degrading Media Influences. Dallin H. Oaks, Pornography. Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 87. Include Elder Oaks' warnings in the discussion on pornography. M. Russell Ballard, Let Our Voices Be Heard. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 16. Add a chalkboard column with Elder Ballard's ideas on speaking out against negative media. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 34, Worthy Thoughts. Boyd K. Packer, The Spirit of Revelation, Liahona, January 2000, page 26. Ensign, November 1999, page 23. Use this article to supplement President Packer's talk in the manual. L. Tom Perry, Discipleship, Liahona, January 2001, page 72. Ensign, November 2000, page 60. Substitute some of President Packer's talk in the manual with Elder Perry's story on cleaning corners. Lesson 35, Living Righteously Amid Pressures. Joseph B. Worthlin, Journey to Higher Ground, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 16. Replace the dating story with the tsunami story. Richard G. Scott, How to Live Well Amid Increasing Evil, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 100. discuss the choice Elder Scott presents in the lesson section, We Can Live Righteously in an Unrighteous World. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 36, The Importance of Truth in Living a Virtuous Life. Henry B. Eyring, A Life Founded in Light and Truth, Ensign, July 2001, page 6. Consider discussing Elder Eyring's scriptural test as part of the lesson application. Charles Didier, Man's Search for Divine Truth, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 48. Include the three steps of finding truth in the first scripture discussion. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 37, Caring for Our Physical Bodies. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God, Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Ensign, November 2000, page 72. Read President Packer's counsel on taking care of our bodies while showing the picture of the temple. David A. Bednar, Ye Are the Temple of God, Ensign, September 2001, page 14. Include Elder Bednar's three reasons at the beginning of the lesson. Susan W. Tanner, The Sanctity of the Body, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 13. Use appropriate sections throughout the lesson. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 38, Nutrition and the Word of Wisdom. Selections from Addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Ensign, February 2002, page 49. Conclude the lesson with the Word of Wisdom section. Boyd K. Packer, The Word of Wisdom, The Principle and the Promises. Ensign, May 1996, page 17. Include President Packer's counsel in the second section of the lesson. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 39, Drug Abuse, Russell M. Nelson, Addiction or Freedom, Friend, May 2002, page 7. Include this article in the discussion on the spiritual and physical consequences of drug abuse. Colleen Whitley, I'm Not Hurting Anybody, Liahona, March 2000, page 41. I'm Not Hurting You, New Era, April 1995, page 44. Include John's story in the section on The Consequences of Drug Abuse. Lesson 40, Healthcare in the Home. Richard M. Romney, First to Aid, Liahona, November 1999, page 44. New Era, February 1999, page 12. Consider including some of Celine's experiences in the first story discussion. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Project, Bullet 4. Lesson 41, The Ability to Succeed. Gordon B. Hinckley, God Will Make a Way. New Era, January 2002, page 4. Conclude with President Hinckley's God Makes a Way section. Richard G. Scott, Realize Your Full Potential, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 41. Conclude the section, We Should Not Underrate Ourselves, with Elder Scott's words of encouragement. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 42, Courage to Try. Gordon B. Hinckley's A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, Liahona, April 2001, page 30, Ensign, January 2001, page 2. Replace the list in the lesson with President Hinckley's list and discuss. Thomas S. Monson, The Call for Courage, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 54. Use President Monson's definition of courage in the first teacher presentation. Personal progress. Individual worth value experiences number 4. Lesson 43. Righteous living. Russell M. Nelson. Now is the time to prepare. Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 16. Discuss Elder Nelson's counsel on how to prepare now at the conclusion of the lesson. M. Russell Ballard, Women of Righteousness, Liahona, December 2002, page 34. Ensign, April 2002, page 66. Use Elder Ballard's discussion about Satan's distortions to introduce the section, The Lord Has Told Us That Wickedness Never Was Happiness. Personal Progress. Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, number 2. Lesson 44. Using Time Wisely. Dallin H. Oaks. Focus and Priorities. Liahona, July 2001, page 99. Ensign, May 2001, page 82. Include Elder Oaks' discussion on priorities in the section, Effective Use of Time Brings Spiritual and Temporal Blessings. Managing Time and Staying Balanced, Liahona, April 2003, page 33. New Era, April 2003, page 39. Discuss the list as part of the section, Effective Use of Time Brings Spiritual and Temporal Blessings. Lesson 45. The Value of Work. Gordon B. Hinckley. Put Your Shoulder to the Wheel. New Era, July 2000, page 4. Conclude with President Hinckley's counsel on work. Joseph B. Worthlin. Lessons Learned in the Journey of Life. Liahona, May 2001, page 34, Ensign, December 2000, page 6. Consider replacing the story of Ann Sinek with the story of Dr. Ben Carson. Personal Progress. Knowledge Value Experiences, number 5. Lesson 46. The Purpose and Value of Education. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns. Liahona, October 2004, page 20. Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Include Elder Tingey's counsel on education as part of the conclusion. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope. Liahona, January 2004, page 33. Ensign, January 2004, page 37. Discuss the effects of the PEF in the section concerning the Prophet's Council on Education. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 2. Lesson 47. Encouraging the Development of Talents. Neil A. Maxwell, Start Making Chips. New Era, September 1998, page 4. Begin the lesson by stating the article title and asking for guesses on what it is about. Share Elder Maxwell's insights about getting started. Carol B. Thomas, Developing Our Talent for Spirituality. Liahona, July 2001, page 106. Ensign, May 2001, page 88. Use this article to conclude the lesson and testify that spirituality is one of the most important talents to develop. Lesson 48. Short-Range Goals as Stepping Stones. Dallin H. Oaks. Weightier Matters. Liahona, March 2000, page 14. Ensign, January 2001, page 12. Conclude the lesson with Elder Oaks' counsel as a reminder to the class to never lose sight of eternal goals. Joseph B. Worthlin. One Step After Another. Liahona, January 2002, page 27. Ensign, November 2001, page 25. Share the story of the blind mountain climber along with President Kimball's story at the end of the lesson. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 49, Delegating Responsibility to Others. Joseph B. Worthlin, guided by his exemplary life, Liahona, February 1999, page 34. Ensign, September 1995, page 32. After the scripture quiz, share Elder Worthlin's words regarding the Savior's ability to delegate. Neil A. Maxwell, Wisdom and Order, Liahona, December 2001, page 18. Ensign, June 1994, page 40. Before the scripture quiz, use Elder Maxwell's discussion of Moses to provide another illustration of delegation. Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual 1, for use in 2006, Lessons 25 through 49. Lesson 25, Forgiveness. Gordon B. Hinckley, Forgiveness, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 81. Use the article to supplement the lesson. Gordon B. Hinckley, You Can Be Forgiven, New Era, October 2001, page 4. Use the article in the beginning of the lesson. Lesson 26, Do Good on the Sabbath. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns, Liahona, October 2004, page 20. Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Consider using the section about the Sabbath to supplement the lesson. Toshio Kawada's Testimony, Liahona, January 2006, page 38. Ensign, January 2006, page 10. Consider using the story of Brother Kawada and his testimony in place of the story in the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 2. Lesson 27, Reverence, Dennis B. Neuenschwander, Holy Place, Sacred Space, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 71. Use the article to help explain reverence for sacred things and to discuss reverence for the Sabbath. More Than Silence, New Era, July 2002, page 9. Use the list or have the class make their own list of ways they can show reverence. Lesson 28, Respect for Womanhood. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Women in Our Lives. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 82. This article may be used as a supplement throughout the lesson. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Virtue of Kindness, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 26. Use the examples of kindness before the section about Christ-like men. Lesson 29, The Eternal Family, M. Russell Ballard. What matters most is what lasts longest. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Use the beginning of the article and quotes from the Family Proclamation to supplement the discussion of families here on earth. Created in the image of God, male and female, Liahona, January 2005, page 30, Ensign, January 2005, page 48. Read the section titled, Offspring of God, when discussing that the class members are sons of God. Lesson 30, The Plan of Salvation. Richard G. Scott, Truth Restored. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 78. Use the article at the beginning of the lesson. Charles W. Dahlquist II, Four Heavenly Helps, New Era, August 2005, page 44. Use the first help at the beginning of the lesson and the other three with the conclusion. Life Before Birth, Liahona and Ensign, February 2006, page 30. Use the article to supplement the lesson. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 5. Lesson 31, Continue in Prayer and Fasting. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Law of the Fast, Liahona, July 2001, page 88. Ensign, May 2001, page 73. Use the article to explain blessings we can receive from observing the law of the fast. Carl B. Pratt, The Blessings of a Proper Fast. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 47. This article can be used as a supplement throughout the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 2. Lesson 32, Tithing. Robert D. Hales, Tithing, A Test of Faith with Eternal Blessings. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 26. Include Elder Hale's descriptions of how tithing is used in the section Helping God's Kingdom Grow. Spencer W. Kimball, Will a Man Rob God? New Era, March 2002, page 42. Use President Kimball's ranch example when discussing the lesson section All Things Belong to the Lord. Lesson 33, Scripture Study. L. Tom Perry, Blessings Resulting from Reading the Book of Mormon. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 6. Add Elder Perry's discussion on sacrifice when looking at the pie schedule. A discussion on Scripture Study. An interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring. Liahona, July 2005, page 8. Ensign, July 2005, page 22. Include applicable questions and answers throughout the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Family Activities, Number 1. Lesson 34, Obedience. Henry B. Eyring, Spiritual Preparedness. Start early and be steady. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 37. Discuss Elder Eyring's four settings of obedience in the lesson section, We Can All Be Obedient. R. Conrad Schultz, Faith and Obedience, Liahona, July 2002, page 32, Ensign, May 2002, page 29. Discuss and define faith obedience in the introduction of the lesson. Lesson 35, The Sacrament. Thomas S. Monson, Do Your Duty, That Is Best. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 56. Include President Monson's sacrament story as a third testimony. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting. Liahona, August 2004, page 10. Ensign, August 2004, page 24. Discuss the article section, Administration of the Sacrament, after asking the final thought question. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 36, Testimony, M. Russell Ballard, Pure Testimony. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 40. Consider replacing the quiz by having the young men search through Elder Ballard's talk to define testimony. J. E. Jensen, Bearing Testimony. Liahona, October 2005, page 10. Ensign, October 2005, page 22. Discuss Elder Jensen's section on What a Testimony Is Not when Defining Testimony. Duty to God, Deacon, Spiritual Development, Number 5. Lesson 37, The Priesthood of Aaron. Gordon B. Hinckley, Upon You, My Fellow Servants. New Era, May 2002, page 4. Include President Hinckley's remarks on how Oliver Cowdery felt as you discuss the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood. Thomas S. Monson, Preparing the Way. Liahona, February 2001, page 2. Ensign, February 2002, page 2. Use President Monson's testimony of John the Baptist during that section. The Miracle of the Priesthood, Liahona, April 2004, page 26, New Era, April 2004, page 12. conclude the lesson with the last question and answer from the article. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 4. Lesson 38, Magnifying the Calling of an Aaronic Priesthood Holder. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Fruits of the First Vision, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 36. Share how young Elder Uchtdorf was blessed as he fulfilled an assignment as an Aaronic Priesthood Holder. David B. Haight, Growing into the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 43. Use Elder Haight's experiences when discussing the importance of work in the Aaronic Priesthood. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 1. Lesson 39, Missionary Work Through Example. Thomas S. Monson, The Prophet Joseph Smith, Teacher by Example. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 67. Replace one of the stories with a story from the life of the Prophet Joseph Smith and discuss his influence and example. M. Russell Ballard, The Essential Role of Member Missionary Work. Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 37. Replace the handout with one outlining Elder Ballard's 3 steps to be better examples. Lesson 40, The House of the Lord. Russell M. Nelson, Young Adults and the Temple. Liahona, February 2006, page 10. Ensign, February 2006, page 12. Replace the Preparing for the Temple story with Elder Nelson's section on personal preparation for the temple. Howard W. Hunter, A Temple-Motivated People, Liahona, March 2004, page 40. Ensign, March 2004, page 38. In introducing the purpose of temples, include quotes from President Hunter's section, The Great Symbol of Our Membership. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 10. Lesson 41, Sexual Purity. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Tragic Evil Among Us. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 59. Include President Hinckley's warnings about pornography in discussing sexual sin. Jeffrey R. Holland, Personal Purity. Liahona, October 2000, page 40. New Era, February 2000, page 4. Conclude the lesson with Elder Holland's 3 reasons why personal purity is so important. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 5. Lesson 42, Honesty. David A. Bednar, Be Honest, New Era, October 2005, page 4. Introduce the lesson with Elder Bednar's definition of honesty. D. Rex Garrett, Finding a Fortune, Liahona, September 2003, page 8. New Era, September 2003, page 8. Replace the first story with Elder Garrett's experience. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, Number 1. Lesson 43, Tools for Searching the Scriptures. A Discussion on Scripture Study, An Interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring, Liahona, July 2005, page 8. Ensign, July 2005, page 22. Include applicable questions and answers throughout the lesson. Scripture Study Suggestions, Liahona, September 2001, page 29. New Era, March 2001, page 15. Hand out these suggestions at the end of the lesson. Lesson 44, Becoming a Better Home Teacher. John L. Howiter, Junior Companion, Liahona, November 2001, page 28, New Era, January 2001, page 36. Replace the first story with this one and discuss the influence of the Junior Companion. The Teacher's Quorum, Liahona, February 2005, page 44, Ensign, February 2005, page 58. include the second question and its answers in discussing how to be a better home teacher. Duty to God, Teacher, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 45, The Sacred Power of Procreation, Bruce C. Hafen, The Gospel and Romantic Love, New Era, February 2002, page 10. After the discussion of President Packer's talk, review the 8 steps to true love. The Sacred Powers of Procreation, Liahona, June 2005, page 38. Ensign, June 2005, page 26. Read 3 Reasons to Obey in the discussion about a Son of God who honors himself, blesses himself, and his family. Lesson 46. Decision-Making, James E. Faust. Choices, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 51. Use this article to supplement and replace stories throughout the lesson. L. Tom Perry, Decisions, Decisions. New Era, January 2002, page 40. Use the article after the object lesson. Lesson 47. Consecration and Sacrifice. Stephen B. Ovison and Dixie Randall Ovison, Personal Consecration, Liahona, September 2005, page 16. Ensign, September 2005, page 42. Replace some of the case studies with examples of consecration from the article. Elaine S. Dalton, We Did This for You, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 89. At the conclusion of the lesson, share the story behind the phrase, We did this for you. Testify that through sacrifice, we can do great things for others. Lesson 48, The Power to Baptize. Robert D. Hales, The Covenant of Baptism, To Be in the Kingdom and of the Kingdom. Liahona, January 2001, page 6. Ensign, November 2000, page 6. Share how Elder Hale's operations prompted him to be bold in declaring the doctrines of the gospel. Carol B. Thomas, Spiritual Power of Our Baptism, Liahona, July 1999, page 108. Ensign, May 1999, page 91. After explaining the covenant of baptism, share Sister Thomas's explanation of the effects baptism should have on us. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, Number 6. Lesson 49, Using Time Wisely. Russell M. Nelson, Now is the Time to Prepare. Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 16. Before asking class members what they would do if they had only a week left to live, share the lessons Elder Nelson learned from the unexpected death of his wife. Dallin H. Oaks, Focus and Priorities, Liahona, July 2001, page 99, Ensign, May 2001, page 82. Supplement the story of the efficiency expert with Elder Oaks' counsel about focusing on the most important things. End of the section, Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides,